Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Blog Derek.
Talk Radio.
What was that?
What?
Did you do that?
That wasn't me.
Okay. Anyway, hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy birthday to the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Woo! We have been on one entire year.
Blog Talk Radio.
What is that?
What is the dick? What
Hello,
is the,
Derek.
The jingle?
Okay, wait a minute.
Is that you? Are you botching our show?
That's not me.
That's not.
Hey,
is it me?
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Which show is this? Wait.
Wow.
Oh, you know what it is? It's me because I was playing our broadcast. We're starting out our birthday show with technical flubs.
Okay.
Isn't that fantastic?
Well, that is fantastic, and I knew that sound because that's happened to us before, and usually I'm the one who's done that before.
Okay, can we start the show again?
Yeah, we're going to start it from the beginning.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know where I have that sound.
That's
but
I'll start it again.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Happy birthday to the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, happy anniversary. 1 year.
1 year.
And we kicked it off.
We kicked it off with a technical flub.
I don't know.
So what do you have this week on our birthday week?
We have some weird news. We're gonna play some clips of our other shows.
I'm loving that.
Good times back.
I'm loving that.
Remembering the times. We've got a hundreds of panties turned up on Ohio Road.
What?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. I wish I could just do that one and that's it, but it's a good one.
Do you know what's great is the word panties.
Panties is great when you see it in the news. It's always a good time.
It is. That's when you know it's a really good news story. And also a little really slow news day. We're
starting
out the show with a bang this evening, aren't
we?
No,
this isn't a slow. That's not a slow news day. That's a good news day.
It's a good news day.
Yeah, when you have panties.
Well, guess who you'd be if you went on a date with someone you met on OkCupid and your date talked about you being a nerd on the internet. Who would you be?
Well, you told me that one, so I know.
You'd be John Finkel, the world champion of Magic the Gathering. That's
what
you'd be. We'll talk about that a little later.
That's pretty special. Geeks, get ready. We've got a thirsty boy stuck in a chimney trying to get a drink.
What?
Yep.
All right. And if you don't know how to pronounce difficult words, YouTube has you covered.
I have to hear all about that. I'm not up on that. And then we have a man that reports his own parking violation to Connecticut police and then immediately gets arrested. It's really great.
I love all the weird news because it's always about dumb people. It's never
about
weird things that happen. It's just always about idiots.
Yeah, it's totally crazy.
And finally, is it finally?
It's finally.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you love to talk about anthropology and you never mention social sciences, you'll love today's show with our special guests. Roxy from Effortless Anthropology and Kim from Anthroholic.
Awesome.
Very excited. All right. Can you press the button so I'll get myself together? I'm really flubbed up here.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's start.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
Wow. You know what?
You know what? No. Can you play the buzz?
I don't. The buzz. Wow.
Can we try that again?
Let's try that again.
Okay,
that's not the buzz.
That's
okay.
Not the buzz either. Okay.
Let's get it started.
Try to get the show started.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
1 year.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416. Professional.
Get
a little hacky right now.
Professional.
Professional.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Trifling.
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 Death trifling.
Hi. La 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 la.
Hi.
In this context.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hey. Nice beaver.
Can you please help me?
Wow, winning. Everybody, everybody, get into it. Get stoked. Get retarded. Get retarded. Get retarded. Get
retarded. Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. I didn't know I was on there.
Hello.
Wow, here we go. Yes. Wow, this show, I don't know. It is September 4th.
Starting out well.
2011. Oh, wait, September?
Awesome. That's a September sounder?
That is the September sounder.
It's very involved.
It's a song, which is a little bit weird.
I know. But, it's very involved, but it's good. I like it.
Oh,
I
my
like it.
Goodness.
I like it.
Okay.
You're Derek.
Oh, that's right. Here we go. This is, all fluffed up here in this show. I am Derek. And there is Kay.
And I'm Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash. Welcome to the program.
You can contact the Derek and Kay Show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Send us a tweet on Twitter at our handle, DK Radio Show. Way to play a clip over my plug.
Sorry about that.
And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
You know what it is?
We didn't do a show last week, so things get a little rusty.
We're off our game.
We got to keep it going.
Do you know what I think it
is? That's what's a little bit tough. I didn't know it was on. I couldn't hear myself. I don't know if it's a level there. Jeez, I don't know.
I think we're both just a tad bit nervous.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's what I think.
Because it's our big show. It's our
big
1 year.
Birthday show. We've got guests lined up.
We do have guests.
We need to, I feel like we have to, meet a certain standard. It's our birthday show. We've been doing this a year because
that's
the first show was very much a train wreck. So this one is starting out that way. So maybe it can
it's
only get better
bit.
From here.
It's an anniversary, yeah. And we're celebrating it just like we did a year ago.
The first show.
It's just like that.
Where I said in the beginning, how do I know when to go to break? That was the best. For those of you who have never listened to our show before and you want to go back into the archives
listen
and listen
to the first
show.
Oh, my goodness.
It's quite entertaining. Anyway, we have some special guests with us in studio today.
That's right.
We have the lovely, talented, beautiful, and dynamic Sarah with us again today.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you for having me.
Who's made
welcome.
A miraculous recovery from open heart surgery, if you don't mind me saying.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Very inspirational right now. You're looking
amazing.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank
very
you.
Very amazing.
And fashionable as always.
Oh, thank you. Eight and a half weeks.
I can't believe it's only been 8.5 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, you're looking really great.
Thank you.
And your
thank
eyebrows
you.
Look amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I try.
I was looking in the rearview mirror today, and my eyebrows don't look so
long. Derushin, darling, derushin.
I need to go either get them waxed or do a little plucking job.
I use a little bit of Anastasia, which you buy at Sephora.
Do you really?
Yes.
What is that stuff?
It's
is it the pencil you're talking about?
Yeah, it's like a pencil, and then the other end looks like a Brillo pad on steroids.
What?
Oh, that sounds very awesome to use. Brillo pad on your eyebrows.
No, but it's soft.
Soft Brillo pad.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't get the
no, seriously.
The
I,
dirt off?
All I've done is pencil in a little bit. And,
no, they look fabulous, darling.
Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Yes. And also we have...
so hard.
You look fabulous.
They're very nice.
I try.
You look beautiful.
I like to fix my eyebrows.
And we also have special guest phone screener Rachel in studio. She's the identical cousin of Derek.
That's right, Cousin Rachel.
Cousin Rachel, she's screening your call. She's putting you on.
That's right.
She's collecting your name, phone number, and credit card number. So
credit card number.
Be sure to have that ready when
you
call.
That's a new feature. I like that. Yeah. We'll take donations.
Make sure you know the expiration date and the security number on the back.
Don't forget the security number on the back.
That's right. We need that.
It's important.
Yeah.
Protection for lifetime. Sorry. I see the box.
What is that?
What?
There's a box over there that says protection for lifetime.
Oh, that's good English.
Oh, wow.
Protection for lifetime.
Huh.
That's great.
Watch out for that lifetime.
Oh, wait,
what happened to the definite article in that one?
Wait, speaking of good English, let me just say.
Yes?
English.
English. You got to say it with an R.
English. Yeah. Okay. Marco. What is the origin of Marco? Like Italiano or Spanish?
Yeah.
But then, you got your football
player. He's near Polo. Marco. Right?
DeMarco.
Polo.
Polo. Marco.
DeMarco.
Fish out of water.
DeMarco?
Yeah. DeMarco is a football player. So you added
wow.
the prefix, duh.
Wait, is his first name DeMarco?
I have no idea where this is going.
DeMarco.
Is he black, Sarah? You know he is. You know he's a brother. Is he a brother?
He's a brother.
Okay. And I can
so
say that because I'm a sister.
What?
And
people are so
I was looking for that.
I
didn't know where this story was going to go.
That the people be naming their sons and daughters some messed up stuff.
So
I know. I'm a little bit ashamed.
We go in from Marco.
Marco?
DeMarco.
DeMarco. Mm.
DeMarco. Just that little prefix.
I saw a guy's name,
it's a whole other language, man.
Giovanni, but spelled like Giovanni. Like, just wrong.
Gio.
Yeah, Giovanni.
Remember those cars?
Huh?
Gios?
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember the jingle, too.
Oh, the cars.
The jingle?
Yeah, the jingle from the commercials. They go, Gio, no matter what. That was the
wow, I really don't remember that at all.
It was like the eight, it was like the late 80s, early 90s.
Wait, do it again. One.
Gio, no matter what. I don't know why I remember jingles from like the, I remember jingles from ever since I was little. It's ridiculous. That's what they're supposed to do, is I guess.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of them,
remember
really.
Remember Dimension just Shampoo?
It's very impressionable.
Dimension
no.
Shampoo.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, Sarah, I'm black. I don't remember much shampoo commercials. It didn't have a lot to do with me.
The only time
I would come in contact with a shampoo was when I would go to the hairdresser and she'd shampoo and I have no idea what she's using. But now that I've freed myself from the hair straighteners, I'm using my own shampoo. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you. Anyway, it's our birthday show, and we'd love to share a little bit about how we got started a year ago.
Yeah.
We actually did our first show on September 5th, so today is actually the pre-birthday of our
show.
Oh, that's
interesting.
But we're not doing a show on Labor Day tomorrow. We're
not.
No.
We're not. Okay.
Not as of yet. Do you want to do a show tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. This one's going to be pretty big, I think.
I think. Two-hour show.
Might need to recover tomorrow from it. Jeez.
That's true. Anyway, and we did a show, and we didn't know what we were doing.
That's right.
But over time, it steadily improved.
It has been improving.
Yes, improving a lot lately. How many downloads do we have total?
We are over 6,500 listens.
6,500 listens.
Which is huge.
Over the past 364 days. So
yeah.
That's pretty good, considering our first show got like, what, two?
I think we had 10. We were like in the tens of listeners.
That's right.
I think, as I like to call it, this is a little bit... inside or geeky, but the Katamari of
our whole
of
show
radio
is geeky, so it doesn't really matter.
Is we're just rolling up listeners and getting bigger and bigger.
That's right.
As you can see, the last few weeks we've really thanks to all the bronies.
Yeah, the whole brony thing.
That was great.
There was a very large reaction to our brony show, don't you think?
It was huge. I couldn't believe it.
It was really huge.
A whole new thing, really.
We just didn't understand how big and how major it was going to be, but it was very major. We had a lot of calls. A lot of calls we could not even take during the hour and a half that we were on the air. But
right.
We thank you for calling, and if you want to call again this week, hey.
We're happy
we
to
don't
hear
mind.
From you. Yeah.
We're happy to hear from you if you want to talk about the premiere of the second season of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. You go right ahead and call in at 661-467-2416.
Brony in the house. Yeah, I did.
Kyle. Kyle can call back.
Oh, Kyle. From way back in the day.
That's really old.
Is that this guy?
Hey, gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? That was
I don't
like,
have a date on that, but that was a long time ago.
That was the one random, like just totally random phone call we got for no apparent reason.
It was really random, yeah.
He called and asked what we were talking about.
He was just a random
listener.
Which means
he wasn't listening. Was he listening?
Well,
but he called and asked what we were talking about.
That is kind of strange. Like, where he'd get the number and would call in. I don't know. It's just like, hey, give these guys a call.
And then we did a Blog Talk Radio community time.
That was fun. We need to do that again.
I
love
that.
We
need to bring that back.
Yeah, our first programming call was My Drunken Memories.
Yes. My Drunk Memories.
Oh, My Drunk Memories was the name of the show. And they only went...
You know what happened to My Drunk Memories?
Yeah, they're totally gone.
They're gone.
They only lasted three episodes.
Well, did we call their second show? Did they then do a third show?
I think they had a third show, and that was it.
And then it just burnt out.
After we called in, their show couldn't take it any longer.
Maybe
they
could
have just dropped down.
Maybe they're all in AA now, or they have like alcohol poisoning and
are
no longer
many.
Available to do their podcast.
They can't even remember anything.
They're still following our show, which is great.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't notice that. I like that.
Yeah, My Drunk Memories is just a memory, I suppose.
It's just a memory.
Yeah, they were just, it was like these two guys just, was it three guys? Four guys? I don't know.
There was a lot of people on the phone is really what it sounded like.
There were a lot on the phone. They were talking about their drunk time.
It's just like people just hanging out talking. I didn't see how it was much of a show.
Seems like an entertaining show.
Yeah, it didn't really seem like much of a show.
And then it's Barbie Bitch Radio. Remember that, Sarah?
Do we actually get through to them?
No.
We're just listening. We're just hanging.
It was when they were having their, American Idol style show with people singing Nicki Minaj songs. Oh,
right. Yeah.
And we didn't understand that it was a Nicki Minaj fan show. We just thought it was it's called Barbie Bitch Radio. We didn't understand why.
That's
a funny title, isn't it? Don't you think?
Oh yeah, sure. Why not give them a call? A name like that, you got to check that out.
Of course.
Fortunately, never got through though.
That was bad. Anyway, today is also National Newspaper Carrier Day.
Was it really?
Ironic, because there's no papers being delivered today.
Oh, it's Sunday. Oh, that's
nor
kinda...
tomorrow. So,
oh.
Well, you know what that means? That you can give your local newspaper carrier a hug on Tuesday and a tip, maybe.
Oh, a tip.
A tip? Why not?
Like where to leave the paper? Like next time.
No, like maybe
Leave it in the box.
Maybe
what?
Like a quarter or something.
Oh, like money tip.
Or come to the door topless or something like that. Maybe something, just a treat.
Oh, topless.
Yeah.
I got a story about topless boy.
You do?
I it's not really good for radio, but it's a story.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
I'm sorry. You're in the
Why are we not drinking right now?
Well, we should. What's wrong with the mic stand?
Your mic stand is really messed up.
All right, there we go.
Is there champagne around?
We do have champagne chilling in the freezer, and we could get that cracking open.
I think we need to get that going.
Is now the time?
I think now is the time. 7:16.
7:16?
7:16.
All right.
And I have, I brought treats. I brought some tarts for us. These are fruit tarts. And a cheesecake and flourless chocolate cake.
They're all wrapped up, and they got a pretty pink bow.
Yes. There's a picture on our Facebook page.
The
details are polka dotted with pink diaphanous bows in perfectly symmetrical square boxes.
Pink, oh, pink what
bows? Description there. I like that. Yeah, we got to crack some of these bottles open.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Get the party started in here.
Oh, God. Who brought the clown?
Scared the crap out of me.
Sorry about that.
Clowns scare the crap out of me. Send them
clowns
out
are scary.
The window.
Send out the clowns.
You guys talk amongst yourself. I'm going to pull out the bottle.
Clowns are really scary, actually.
Awful.
I hate them.
How about Bozo, a.k.a. the pedophile? Come on.
Yeah. Is Bozo the clown like a real, like an actual legit clown?
Dude, I don't know. All I know is my grandparents had these two clown pictures in their lounge room.
Were they drawings
one of
or paintings?
70s leisure lounges in their basement.
Uh-huh.
And my Aunt Julie painted them, and they were so disturbing.
Oh, your aunt painted them?
My great-aunt Julie. They're really disturbing clowns.
Creepy.
Oh,
creepy.
I hate them.
I hate clowns, and I also hate going to the circus.
And I hate fairs.
I don't like fairs either.
And amusement parks, all that.
Oh,
shit.
I like amusement parks.
All that shit freaks me out.
Hey, with the S word over there.
Sorry.
Potty mouth.
Yeah, there's kids listening.
Oh.
So I'm cutting up some lemon here.
I'm sorry, little Jimmy.
Listen, I also hate. I hate the circus. I hate the smell of the circus. I hate like the whole circus penis elephant thing like that.
Oh, circus peanuts are delicious.
They are. You mean the marshmallow ones, the candy?
Oh, those marshmallows?
Those are vile.
Maybe I don't have those anymore.
They're gross. Have you ever had circus peanuts, Sarah?
I can't say I have, Kay.
They are the most.
That's a very serious response.
Are they trifling?
They are trifling.
Yes, trifling.
Oh, you're making
trifling.
Me look that. I'm trying to open the bottle here.
Why don't you focus on one thing at a time over there, Derek?
Oh, it's hard. I'm running the board.
I know. You're producer extraordinaire, but you're also opening champagne.
All right. I got it open. I'm
what kind
open.
Of champagne is that right now?
This is a Prosecco.
Oh, it's a Prosecco.
Which they say is really good with the Saint Germain, which we're going to do with a little bit of lemon.
Oh, nice.
Very delicious.
This is our Derek and Keisha one-year celebration.
Yeah.
This is one of the few times we'll be drinking on air.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it can happen more often.
You think every show we should be drinking on air?
I don't know
air?
About every show, but there's a party ongoing right
are
here.
Are you okay with opening that? Are you
going
to do it
so.
Close to the mic? We can hear it?
Good idea.
Because it might hit you in the face. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, that's the third time I've jumped up now today.
Wow, it's been exciting.
Show.
Who wants one? We got to put a little bit of lemon and Saint Germain here in the glass.
I want one, of course. I definitely want one. Oh, you know what? Not recording the show here.
Oh no!
I need that little plug.
Oh, that thing's not plugged in.
No, it's not plugged in at all.
All right.
We're having all kinds of good times
hold
today
on.
On the show.
Oh,
that
sorry.
Was my year.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Oh.
This show is going really well
it's
today.
It's going great. I'm having a good time.
Are you?
I don't know.
And not even drinking yet.
Yeah. So, what are you doing for your
that.
Labor Day, Kay?
I'm working.
You're laboring on Labor Day.
Always. always. I work retail. I always work on Labor Day.
I need you to come in on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Engineer.
Come in on Sunday.
So those of you who have not listened to the show before and you're feeling very discouraged, please hold on and keep listening. We don't normally have disjointed shows such as this one.
All right.
All right, Derek, you ready to pour?
I got to pour now.
Nice. All right. You got a lot of cord problems, though, over there. That's the hazard of having the drinking in studio, as we've got cords all over the place pouring in the St. Germain. St. Germain is elderflower liqueur. Is that right, Derek? Yeah, it's good. Oh, that looks nice. Those are nice glasses, too. Where'd you get those?
I think these are from the barrel.
From the barrel? Oh, the Crate and Barrel. Sometimes I don't know what you mean.
Usually it says crap in your barrel.
Crap in your barrel?
A teeny bit. All
right.
Would Cousin Rachel like to have some, too? She's screening calls. Maybe she's texting over there, actually,
too. She did say yes. I got one made here.
Should we bring Cousin Rachel in the air?
We could do that. Yeah, you want to see if you can get her on?
All right, let's get her on. Rachel, do you want some champagne?
Yeah, it sounds great.
What'd you say?
At the end, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Let's get Rachel the phone screener some champagne with some St. Germain inside. All right, I'm going to put you back in the screening room. There you go. I'm hoping the bronies call again. That would be really exciting. So, Sarah, would you like to talk about your adventure after the bloggers are on?
Yes, one of these lovely ladies calling in.
They will be calling in. Well, we'll be starting the second at about 7:45.
Ooh.
So it'll be a little ways from now. Mm-hmm. What about 20 minutes?
Nice.
But we want to hear all about your adventures.
Going under the knife?
To put it lightly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you had a really serious adventure.
Yes.
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 And we'd like to raise awareness for...
Thank you.
For women who have...
Absolutely.
Have issues with their heart.
Absolutely.
Young women.
Absolutely. It's really not common.
It's not common. When we went to visit you in the hospital, you were by far the youngest person there.
Yes. Yep.
And the most fabulous looking person there. Wow, thank you, Derek.
Well, that's saying a lot.
What do you mean?
No, because everybody's like 70 and
older. That's true. Well, you even looked fabulous with all the rest of us there. How about that?
That's right.
I'll just say very quickly that everyone in cardio rehab, it's like me and seven men over the age of 65.
Well, shocker.
It's pretty great.
Well, that's what you get for being young and fabulous and in the cardiac rehab area.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a toast to the Derek and Kay Show. Year old.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. We're clinking and we're drinking. And I'd also like to draw your attention to Derek's touchpad right there, Derek's HP touchpad.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Do you know that the touchpad, since being, this is the HP touchpad that they had.
That's fabulous, Derek. Sorry.
That they have discontinued because it contained the WebOS software, jumped from the number, probably 6 pad to the number 2 pad below the iPad since the fire sale.
Is it actually below the iPod?
It's below the iPad. iPad's still number one.
Is it? Mm.
But HP says they're going to keep making the touchpad through October, and customers will receive
software
updates.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They're very serious about keeping the software updated. And there was such a demand that they weren't anticipating this demand that they actually said they're going to produce another run of them.
Can't believe it.
Which is really surprising.
What are they doing?
I have 14 on order. I hope to be... selling them on the black market.
I thought that was
eBay.
A typo when you...
No, I seriously have 14 of them on order.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because they're so cheap, and if my order does go through, I mean, you can turn around and make a little bit of money.
That's 1,400 bones.
Plus, I have a few other... some of them are more expensive. Some of them are the 32 gig. But I have actually a couple friends and other people...
Wait, you're taking out a loan to get these touchpads?
No, I just, you know... We can make some money.
Not on
my
the
gosh.
But, my mother just bought an iPad.
Mm.
Does she like it?
Yeah, very much.
What's she using it for?
Just, you know, catching up to the real world, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, I use it on the couch. And
pretty intuitive.
It's great in the bathroom. Read some weird news.
You know, there's sometimes
why take 10 newspapers when you can bring your...
That's right. Sometimes what? What's that?
there are sometimes moments when you got to put technology down.
Not
when
you're in the bathroom.
Bathroom, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the crapper's got to be a sacred place.
You don't do that?
Are you kidding? I take the laptop into the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
People.
See, mine's a little, I got the MacBook Pro here. It's a little bit hot and heavy. It's a little bit heavy.
Well,
it's
huge.
It's kind of big.
But the touchpad, you've got to
concentrate, you know?
No, you get...
I mean, why do you have to... I don't know.
If you concentrate too hard on the task, then you might not be able to do the task.
It's a little bit of a meditative release. I mean, why do you need technology to get...
I need a distraction. I need to relax with either a book,
a
magazine...
Yeah,
a
magazine.
Or,
okay, that's fine.
How is a magazine any better?
Dude, I don't think you need to take technology into the bathroom with your toilet paper and whatever's coming out of it.
Hey, if I need to read the latest blog entry on effortless anthropology, I'm going to take the laptop into the bathroom.
What's the difference if you have a 3 or 30 minute shit? And what's with men?
Stop with the S word.
Wow.
Stop with the S word.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, what is it with men, though, going into the bathroom for 30 minutes?
I don't know, Derek.
Thanks for bringing me back in. I do like to spend some time when I'm in there, and I do when it depends what it is. If I'm around here, I'm not on the pop that long. But if I'm at work, let me tell you something. That is the only place where you're by yourself, which is really nice.
Oh, because you have the separate bathroom.
Yeah, so I like to go in there, and no joke, I'll be in there 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, no joke. I'm just I'll be sitting, you know. Checking out what's going on.
Do you bring your? Well, you know what? I think, and this might be a little too much information. This might be a little too much information.
Yeah.
I think we've had a text conversation when you're in that bathroom.
Oh, I'm sure we have. How about it's a lock? Let me tell you.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I think you mentioned it.
On the phone when he's been in the camp.
What?
Yeah, I don't generally make outgoing calls. But if someone important calls me, I'm going to pick it up. I mean, it's not. It's a little bit. It's a little bit weird.
I picked up the phone.
What is that?
That's my Valve calling us.
Oh, that's Beatrice, your Valve.
Beatrice.
Your new Valve.
Yes, my Valve's name is Beatrice, and she's bovine. Anyway.
Do you know what kind of cow she came from?
An organic cow from Irvine, California.
Ooh, a California cow.
She is from California.
Wow, fancy. Mm-hmm. She likes avocados and stuff, surfing.
She's all about the grass.
That puts it all together.
California wineries. She frequents the Napa country.
She was very spoiled before she gave her life up for me. Okay, that's enough of that.
We'll come back to that later. Do we have any more bathroom talk?
Maybe that's good enough.
I just don't understand the 30 minutes.
This is great in there, though, by the way.
I know my husband spends a lot of time in the bathroom.
I think it's like their time or something, you know?
No, I think there's a problem.
Why are you putting them in the guy
thing? If they go in there...
It's guy thing.
Rod will take smart money in there. Oh, God, he's going to kill me.
Smart money?
What's up with that?
Smart Money magazine, man, or, you know, or the newspaper, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, whatever.
All riveting reads.
Yeah.
I've taken Game Informer.
Yep.
The Anthropology Catalog.
Self Magazine.
The Glamour. Cosmo.
Vanity Fair has excellent articles.
Classical Singer. Early Music of America.
Wow.
New Yorker.
New Yorker's good for the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I haven't taken a book in there in a long time because that implies that you're making
a
commitment. And I think that that's a wrong move.
I don't like to sit on the pot for too long. I mean, it's not a soft spot. You know?
No, but it's like, I kind of like it, don't you?
It depends on the seat. You know, I've had a real...
Well, when you're at home, it's great.
Let me tell you, I've changed my seat here.
Oh, that's right. You changed your toilet seat.
2 times now. And I'm not completely satisfied. I think there's got to be a seat out there that's really nice. And I'm not talking big money. I'm just never that happy.
Really?
It's a small seat.
Really?
I don't know.
Really?
What?
So where are you getting said toilet seats?
I think I get this one from Home Depot. Which is a nice wood enamel. It's pretty nice.
Wood enamel?
Yeah, it's
Wait,
nice.
Have you changed your toilet seat since I've been here? Because you had that clear sort of smoke color.
I got rid of that
because
it started looking gross.
Yeah, it started getting a little dirty. I didn't want to say anything.
No, I didn't. It wasn't like, it wasn't a clean, no matter how long you cleaned it, it would get like dirty from the inside.
Oh, really?
And it was really horrible.
Dirty from the inside?
I don't know. From the
started to corrode
inside
on the inside
of the seam.
Did you bleach it?
I sprayed everything on that
really?
Thing, and then I give
I'm
up.
Sure
and I'm
you
like,
did.
I'm like,
you know what you need? You need one of those magic erasers.
Oh, dude, those
what?
Things are the bomb.
Aren't they amazing?
Are you gonna plug that?
Well, I don't. I don't own stock in like.
No.
In,
yeah, let's
no.
give out the website. I don't know.
No, the magic eraser is.
We love
great.
Free advertising here on the Derek and Kay
That's
show.
Right. We're really good at it.
So,
oh my goodness.
Speaking of geeky stuff, so my I just previewed the story about John Finkel being totally embarrassed of this
yeah.
girl he went out with
yeah.
on OKCupid. So this girl
mm-hmm.
was on OKCupid, and I'm married, so I don't know what this OKCupid crap
oh,
is.
Oh, I've been there before. I've spent some time there.
Is it like Match? What is it?
It's kind of like that. It's a little bit like, you know what? I think a good way to describe it is kind of like the Facebook of dating.
The Facebook of dating?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's more like
you have friends on OKCupid.
Yeah,
is
you,
that
you kind of do. I have like one internet friend. I've never met this person, but we've
mm-hmm.
chatted. It's just like just about topics. You know, nothing weird, nothing dating like.
Okay.
But it's kind of weird.
Well, this girl on OKCupid, she was approached by a guy who just simply said, "You should go out with me," and so she went out with him, and she. She said, this is what she says in her blog entry or her article that she wrote in Gizmodo. She said, John was thin and tall, dressed in a hedge fund uniform with pale skin and pierced ears. We started talking about normal stuff, family, work, college. I told him my brother was a gamer, and then he casually mentioned that he played Magic the Gathering when he was younger. Actually, he paused, I'm the world champion.
Whoa.
I laughed. Oh, that's a funny joke, I thought. This guy is funny. But the earnest look on his face told me he wasn't kidding. And so she goes on to elaborate how he was John Finkel, the world champion of Magic the Gathering. And then she says, I later found out that John infiltrated his way into OKCupid dates with at least two other people I know, including one of my coworkers. Mothers, warn your daughters. This could happen to you. You think that you'll find a normal bearded guy with a job, only to end up sharing goat cheese with a guy who takes you on a one-man show based on Jeffrey Dahmer's life story. And he's calling, and she calls him a nerd, and how she, you know, how he should have warned her that he was Magic Gathering
yeah.
world champion. And I think she's a bitch. What do you think?
That sounds really mean to like put all that out there.
I mean, first of all, what's wrong with being the Magic the Gathering world champion? I mean, yeah, it's a little
geeky,
yeah,
yeah,
whatever. But I play video games, and we played Yu-Gi-Oh for a while.
That's right. That's right, which is very similar
which
to that.
Automatically makes me a nerd, so I take offense to this woman's article.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, as we should, I guess. I do like a lot of those games, too. I play a little bit of Dominion, which is, I guess, sort of loosely in that realm, too.
I'm trying to figure out what exactly he did on the date to really turn her off besides saying that he was the world champion.
I think here's what my impression is. My impression is that as soon as she found out that he was the Magic the Gathering world champion, she like went into reject mode.
Yeah.
And judgmental mode.
Oh yeah, and decided he was postal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that she was a judgmental little
mm-hmm.
bitch. Don't you think?
I mean, he sprung for goat cheese. He was dressed nicely, had piercings. She didn't say anything about the aesthetics or if he was funny or anything. Just what, Magic the Gathering and he's out the window?
Yeah, that's
what I
think.
I mean, really,
what,
yeah.
He has two mismatched socks, so he's a loser? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem here?
He probably had money, too, if he was the Magic the Gathering world champion.
I
think
money
he's also like a
that.
Poker champion, too.
Oh, really?
That wouldn't
yeah.
surprise me.
Yeah, I think he's like a card player.
Huh. He's just in the. He just got brought onto the wrong person. Another person would think that's really cool.
I mean, she didn't have to write about it all over Gizmodo.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, what does she have to do with her time? You know what I mean?
I mean, that was a really bitchy thing to do to yeah. like go on the internet and write this whole article.
That site's becoming crazy.
And she, he responded by saying, "I went out uneventfully with a girl a couple of weeks ago. We never spoke again." Then she posted about how she can't believe I didn't warn her I was an ex-Magic World Champion, and the internet had issues with that. I felt a little, I don't know, violated. Even though the post itself didn't make me look bad at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that he got a major shacked.
Yeah.
I would have to agree.
I would go out with John Finkel. How about you, Sarah?
Well, he got his name out there.
He's kind of cute.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is there a picture?
There's a picture. You could look him up. I don't know. I don't have a picture
okay.
like on my prep sheet or anything like that. But, I mean, I thought that was a really, I don't know, I thought that was a really down, like, down nerd story. Like,
yeah, down nerd.
I
like,
think we should not be
that?
So judgmental about
mm-hmm.
about things that we think are
mm-hmm.
nerdy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought nerdy was becoming trendy.
Me too. We perceive as nerdy. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never, ever played Magic the Gathering, and I don't think, it looks too complicated.
I haven't either, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Have you ever tried?
Have I?
Wait, is Rachel saying something on the phone screening room?
I thought so. I don't know.
No?
You played?
We're all shaking our heads.
Oh, she's played. That's cool.
You've played it?
Oh, Alex, yeah. My other cousin, Alex, used to play it. He had like these boxes. He had boxes and boxes of this stuff. I think he still has it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, I still have boxes and boxes of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I haven't played in years. I don't need them. I guess I could sell them on K-Bay.
I can't believe you still have your My Little Ponies.
Of course I do. They're amazing. They're so pretty. They're all made up.
My Little Ponies.
And their hair's all groomed.
Did you talk about that with the bronies?
Of course I did.
Oh, my gosh. Did we ever.
Well, I asked them if they had a My Little Pony figures, and they all said no, except for one.
Okay.
That was very discouraging.
Uh-huh.
Sarah's looking at me and being, you're looking at me with a very judgmental face.
Oh,
Sarah, you know what?
Judgy-wudgy-wudgy-bear.
I watched a couple episodes. I kind of like My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah?
I watched 24 episodes.
Are you loco in the cocoa?
How about that?
24? Right. You've watched 24 episodes?
I watched 24 episodes.
I think I watched episode 3 last week.
Really?
I think so.
It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
It's pretty entertaining.
It is entertaining.
I really liked it.
Yeah. I'm going to watch more.
Also, speaking of technology news,
An
iPhone was lost in a bar again, apparently.
I can't believe.
An iPhone 5.
I can't believe this story comes up again.
I'm not sure if this story is real.
Right.
Apparently, it was lost at a tequila bar called Cava 22 in San Francisco's Mission District. CNET is postulating the phone may have been sold on Craigslist for $200, but I don't believe that part of the story.
Yeah, I heard something that they thought it was a regular phone and they were just trying to sell it.
Do you think it's like a hype thing by Apple?
This is what Apple does now.
I think that's what Apple does now. Because wasn't it around this time?
It is pretty good.
Last year that they lost the iPhone 4.
Right. And then it's like a little preview.
Lost their iPhone.
And everyone reads that story. People that necessarily wouldn't be interested in iPhones news are going to read that story.
That's true.
And
Except that iPhone was actually lost.
That was a real deal.
And they sold it to, did they sell it to Gizmodo?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then they took it apart. They took pictures. They did all that. Yeah, they did a whole story on it. It's crazy. Yeah.
Why would you like buy it from Gizmodo and then put it on your website?
I know.
Like,
here it is. We got it. Check it out.
Wouldn't you be afraid that like Apple would come after
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Steve's going to come down with an axe.
Not anymore.
Well, that's true. He's out.
He's out.
Or on his way. But
poor Steve Jobs.
I know. It is sad.
It is super sad.
I think I have to try this.
Yeah, you should try one of those. I want to try one, too.
Phone screener Rachel brought some peach pies in for us.
You want to split one?
Oh, I'm good for now.
You're good for now?
Split one. Here.
You want to split one?
Yeah.
They're little hand pies.
Here, you open it.
Open it? Like a package?
I don't know. Break it open, I mean. I'm not being very... Oh, my God.
It's a peach
fresh
pie.
Peaches.
It looks really good.
Oh, it smells so good.
There's fresh peaches in this.
You think do you think she's going to make it with canned peaches?
I mean,
that's really nice.
The chewing on the show is
bad. Sorry. Professional. That is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, do you want to take a little commercial break?
Yeah, we could do that.
And then we'll be getting to our guest interviews in about 7 minutes.
7 minutes?
Maybe, something like that.
That's exciting.
Something of that vein. How about that?
All right. Awesome.
I've been saying that a lot this hour. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Maybe we can do some weird news before they get on the phone.
Oh,
we'll
maybe.
See if we can squeeze some in.
Maybe we'll squeeze one in.
All right.
All right. We'll be back after this short break.
Be right back.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Are you in the market for a new used van? When you think van, think Vance Van Lot. Hello, I'm Vance Van, and I sell the sweetest vans in the city. They've got 8-track players, waterbeds, airbrush mural, beaded curtains.
Hey Vance, what's that weird burning smell?
Never you mind that, kid. You'll understand when you're older. Hey, okay, my vans don't come with satellite radio and GPS and la-di-da, but they do have character and carpeted walls. So, when you think van, think Vance Van Lot. Conveniently located down by the old abandoned airport that's probably haunted. You know the one. And remember, if Vance Van Lots are rocking, be sure to stop in and buy a van. from me, Vance Van Van.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington Kay Show.
What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
Hey yo, it is the Darrington Kay Show and we are back. You remember this song? This is when we came in with our first show.
Oh, the first time we were broadcasting, we heard this.
Yeah.
And it was very fun.
The diner? Oh, we used to hear this at the Whately Diner, yo. Yeah, yo.
98, yo.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that
takes me back.
That's inside baseball.
Wow.
Anyway, you can contact the Darrington Kay Show many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan of us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/DK Radio and click like. You can. What is with the volume?
Wow, that
today?
Bell is loud.
It's really
I don't know.
Craziness. Anyway, follow our blog at DerekandK.blogspot.com.
A blog.
It's also very loud. What is going on?
I don't know. It's like Family Feud on steroids.
Send us a tweet at our Twitter handle, DK Radio Show.
Holy
and call us directly at 661-467-2416. It's the anniversary show.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's just like
F up, technical difficulties.
I don't know.
Loud cans.
Are the cans too loud? We can turn them down.
They're a little loud. Are we also we're not peaking though,
no,
right?
No, we're pretty good. We're pretty good. I haven't heard much peaking.
The show is going a little chisel.
The production
the
is a
chisel.
Little
chisel. I don't know. I take the production very seriously, but today
you
I don't
do.
Know.
You do.
I think we I think it's a little bit of flavor of the very first show coming back to us.
Maybe it is.
A little taste of it. That could be what it is.
Definitely.
Remember the time.
Yes,
feel
we're
remembering
it?
The time.
Remembering the time.
Remember the awkwardness?
There was a lot of awkwardness.
I mean, I was just...
good food, great peeps.
Great peeps.
And champagne.
The champagne is really good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, is it ever. Great peeps.
And the throwing the puppies into the river story. That was really awkward.
Right. That's
also.
Right. I forgot about that.
Oh, I can't.
That was one
was
of our first stories.
That was
yeah,
the only
it was
new
really
story
crazy.
I had. And then the Mel Gibson clips were also very entertaining. Why don't we play those regularly anymore? They have to
know.
Be back into the regular rotation because they're amazing.
They are pretty amazing.
You know,
I took them out for a while because I thought they were getting a little old, but we could always put them back in. They are priceless.
No, they're awesome.
Funny
like,
you guys should bring that up. That they just settled this weekend.
What do you mean?
Mel and that woman, they settled on a they did they made a settlement.
Oh, what's her name? It's some Russian name.
I don't know that. But they settled on child support and all that stuff.
Do you have the clip of her saying I want to go to jacuzzi? I gotta hear that.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi.
So funny. Why don't we play that anymore?
That is pretty funny.
Can you please stop being that one more time?
Oh, where is
I
that there?
That. So awesome. We need to put that back into the regular rotation.
Okay, we can do that. We
Definitely.
Can do that. Now that we've got a year, we can bring them back. They're so good.
Do you have the pain in the ass one?
Oh,
too?
I have them all.
And you have the breathing?
Yeah, the breathing is...
Wait.
And of course, this one. But you know
that.
What time I think it is?
I love what?
I think it's time for
Anthropology. Yay! What is that?
This is a little
what
clip I found
that?
On the interwebs. Someone doing their shopping.
Anthropology. Yay!
And they're doing their scene, you know, shopping through the store.
Is that what you do when you pass anthropology, Sarah?
I figured that's what Kay does.
Not quite. Not quite.
Because it's someone singing, is that why you think that? Anthropology, yay!
No, she's just excited to see anthropology.
Maybe that's what I'm going to do when I pass the store. Now I'm going to go,
think you need
anthropology, yay!
Nice. You're going to kind of do that flat kind of style.
One more time.
Anthropology, yay!
I like the music in the background. It's a totally different key.
I don't know what that is, yeah. I can show you the video, but
okay.
I don't have it up. But
just one more time, one more time.
Oh, it is really good, okay.
Anthropology, yay!
That's traffic.
But there's some music in the background,
maybe,
too.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're going to get to our special call-in guest
This
today.
Is exciting.
So, for those of you who are not familiar with the whole phenomenon of fashion blogging, it has become huge, and it's like taking over the blogosphere. So, people basically blog about their love of clothing, and
right.
they take pictures of their outfits, post a picture, and talk about it. And it's become a huge thing on the internet today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I myself have my own anthropology-centric fashion blog called The Stylish Soprano. It used to be Anthroflux, but now it's called The Stylish Soprano.
Nice.
It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's a little teeny blog, but it's cute.
Right.
But anyway, so there's been a lot of anthropology-centric blogs, which is the one of the franchises owned by Urban Outfitters Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the store is...
What?
15 years old, I want to say.
Oh, is it real? I was actually wondering.
I don't
that.
Know.
I
they can correct
yeah, yeah.
me when
yeah.
you speak to them.
They're going to know all about it.
Who knows?
These are the people that know.
Yes. So on the line now, we have our very special guests. We have the author of one of the most popular anthropology blogs of all time, has over 2,500, or maybe close to 2,500 followers. It's called Effortless Anthropology. We have Roxy on. Roxy, hello.
Hello, Roxy.
Hello, how are you?
Good,
how
are
you?
Welcome.
Good, so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, thanks for being on. And we also have Kim. She is the author of the blog Anthroholic. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling in. So Roxy is based out of New York City, and Kim is based out of Chicago. And both of their blogs have a very large following.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And are very influential in the anthropology community. So
right.
there's basically a whole community of girls who love to shop at Anthropology and have become just totally obsessed with it. And I want to find out a little bit more about our two lovely ladies. So I would like to start with Roxy first. So how did you decide to start your Anthropology blog?
Well, I've been doing graphic design for a long time now, and so when I first moved down to New York City, I had friends working at fashion houses, and they were helping me get freelance jobs until I found a full-time job. And at those interviews, they were asking me, you know, for portfolios of my work, especially my online web design work. And the problem was that most of the houses that I worked for made me sign an NDA when I was working for them, so I couldn't really show them clips of stuff I had done for other fashion houses. So Anthropology has always been one of my favorite stores, and at that time I was reading another blog called J. Crew Aficionada, and I just thought Alexis does an amazing job with that blog, and it's, you know, it's kind of like what I do with Effortless Anthropology, because it's all about J. Crew. So I was like, all right, great idea. I need a portfolio piece that's publicly available that I can just send people to at any time. So I started an anthro blog, and it was great because not only did I get to focus on the one brand and have that portfolio piece that I was looking for, but it's been my favorite store forever. So all of a sudden, these women would start emailing me and being like, hey, I love your blog. I'm in New York City. Let's meet up. So I made lots of good friends that way, too.
That is so cool. How long have you had your blog for?
I'm coming up on a 3-year anniversary, actually, in just a couple of months. So I started it in 2008.
Wow, that's a lot of blog entries, for
that
sure.
That is a lot of blog entries.
that's a
lot of work to keep up with it, I'm sure.
Every day, there's something
Yeah,
up.
It is. I mean, it's like sometimes it's actually more hours in a week than my full-time job, but not so much
wow.
these days. I'm definitely more focused on my regular actual paying job than I am on the blog. But like I said, it's fantastic. I mean, blogging is my creative outlet, and I can't imagine life, you know, without some kind of writing outlet for myself. So as long as this blog is around, it's all good things.
Well, Roxy, I'm a big fan of your blog, so I would say you are doing a very good job.
Thank you.
Let me ask Ken now. How did you decide to start your Anthroholic blog, which is also one of my blogs?
Thank you. So I actually started about a year after Roxy in 2009. And it's funny, when I started a blog, I didn't really like realize that there was this whole world of blogs. And actually, Roxy's blog and then J. Crew Aficionada, those were the first two blogs I ever found. And I was, you know, like so obsessed with Anthropology. My mother-in-law and my sister-in-law and I all loved the store. And like, I just like... part of it was that I was, like, so obsessed with the store, and I knew so much about the store, and I just had this love of, you know, the store and what they offer. And then the other part of it was that I was kind of like, I've just always enjoyed, like, getting dressed. I've always enjoyed fashion, and I just, like, I would kind of document my outfits every day anyways. I would take pictures and just kind of, like, personally document, and, you know, just it helps you, like, it always helped me be, like, creative with what I was putting together and, like, challenge myself. And so I was doing that anyways, and then, like I said, I kind of stumbled upon Roxy's blog and the J. Crew Affectionata, and I was like, wow, there's other people doing this, you know, and this is a great job. Like, this is a great thing. And so I just started it, and it was like, you know, it was at first, it was literally just me, like, throwing my outfit of the day up there. And I asked Roxy to add me to her blog role, and I asked J. Crew Affectionata to add me. And, like, I just cannot believe what our community has turned into. Like, I had no idea when I started that there were so many girls, like, just as obsessed with Anthro as Roxy and I. Like, it blows my mind that we have, like, this whole community of people. So, you know what I mean? Like, who share the love. So it's just like Roxy said, it's been fabulous, and it's been a great creative outlet for me. When I was younger, I used to want to do something with, like, journalism or writing, and I didn't go down that career path, but it's a great creative outlet in that sense, and then as well as just my love of fashion, and it's been so great. You know, I've met people who read my blog, I've met other bloggers, and it's just great.
That's awesome. I can't believe you took pictures of your outfits before you started the blog.
I did. I'm a nerd.
Right. No, that's what makes the world go around. So you mentioned that you had run into or met a few readers. How often does that happen in your regular lives,
wow,
ladies?
Are you direct? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm going to...
No, go ahead, Roxy.
Yeah, let's have Roxy go first.
Okay, thanks. It doesn't actually happen all that often, and I think a big part of why not is because when I go out and about, I don't want to say I'm camouflaged, but I'm just, like, I'm in my sunglasses all the time. I usually have a hat on or a hoodie because the fact of the matter is that on the weekends I'm just in my own world because my full-time job is incredibly stressful for me. So when I do have the chance to, like, get dressed up on the weekend, like when I'm going out with my girlfriends or if I'm going out with my boyfriend or something like that, then sometimes people will come up to me, and usually the first thing they say, I don't know about you, Kim, is they're like, oh, my God, I was so scared to come up to you. And I just want to say for anybody listening, don't ever be scared to come up to me. You might have to tap me on the shoulder a few times because I almost always have my headphones on, but I'm glad to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What about you, Kim?
So I've actually – I do have readers come up to me. Like Roxy said, they usually say something like that, or – if it's somebody, like, coming up to me in anthropology, I think it's funny because sometimes they'll come up to me, but then sometimes I will literally, like, go back home or go back to work, and I will, like, check my email, and I'll have an email from a reader who's like, I just saw you at anthropology, but I was too nervous to say hi. So I echo what Roxy said, like, please don't ever be, like, I am just a normal girl. But I've also met, like, I've had the opportunity to meet I actually met a reader today, and Roxy knows her too, Usha. She's here with her boyfriend visiting Chicago, so she emailed me and was like, let's meet up. So we just went to anthropology and had coffee, and that happens, you know, if there's a reader that, like, is either, like, an active reader or commenter or somebody that I've, like, emailed back and forth with, if they're coming to Chicago, they'll ask to meet up. We usually meet up at anthropology. So that's, I mean, it's great. I've actually met some people who have become, like, good friends of mine. Like, I've met Maria from Infinite Whimsy, and we've become great friends just because her best friend lives here. And so every time she visits now, we're, you know, we hang out. So
that's so cool. I also love that blog as well.
You know that one too.
I do. I want to ask you guys both something. We'll start with Roxy about this one. What do you think that about anthropology that makes it so special and so attractive to so many women that makes it almost like a cult-like following? Roxy?
Well, you know, I think for a long time, as far as the really popular brands that are across the United States, it's really tended more towards preppy clothing and sharp, chic clothing.
And Anthropologie has parts of that in their clothing, but they're really, I think, one of the first brands, at least for my generation, who focused on, you know, a more eclectic, more individual point of view. And for me, that was huge because kind of like him, like, not only did I grow up wanting to be a writer, but I grew up wanting to be, you know, a rock star or an actress or, you know, something that required being in the public eye pretty much because I thought it would be really cool to be in front of the camera. I've since totally changed my mind about that. Now I want to be behind the camera instead, so to speak. But the brand really spoke to me at an early age because, you know, yeah, I like clean lines a lot in my life. But in my clothing, I prefer things to be flowy and have, you know, interesting prints to them. And as I grew up and got more into fashion and I was looking at, you know, like Marc Jacobs and like old YSL and things of that nature, I just, you know, I wanted to find another brand that would really allow me to express my individual point of view. And I think Anthropologie really does that.
Cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think that makes Anthropologie so special, Kim? Why are you so attracted to the brand?
I second a lot of what Roxy said. I think it's, you know, it's not this cookie cutter store where when you walk down the street, you see like, you know, another girl in the exact same outfit, or, you know, you look at another girl and you're like, oh, she got that top of the Gap. You know, it's not so run of the mill. And it really like it's so unique. And it's, they, you know, like Roxy said, they have clean lines and they have classic pieces, but they also have pieces that are so feminine. And if you're, you know, if you're a woman who's into fashion and like into being creative, I just feel like they have something for maybe not everyone, but I just, you know, it's, their clothing is fun. I mean, it's fun to look at. It's fun to wear. It's fun to go shopping there. Like if you go in an Anthropologie store, it's like an experience, you know, looking through the catalog is like an experience. It's, everything's pretty, you know, and it's just, yeah.
Where else are you, will you find a dress with roosters on it?
That is true.
Or bicycles.
I have seen all of them there.
I just got a chicken dress. It's very exciting. Do you have a question, Sarah?
I would say, too, I mean, I'm not as diehard about Anthropologie as you guys. You'd have to see my style.
Sarah's a little different style.
I'm very Ronan Chen and Amy G and Missoni and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I do love some things in there a lot, but also I think what's so attractive about it is it's very price accessible, you know, and you know, and it looks so whimsical, and yet there are some really amazing basic structured pieces in there. Like they make really great looking pants or
they
capris,
really do make great pants,
you know,
not that I can fit in them, but they make great pants.
They do.
Not a lot of petite size pants in there for the short ladies, the short little ladies like me.
I did have a question for both of you ladies. I was wondering, given how I've seen Kay's wardrobe, and it's pretty staggering. It's pretty amazing. I wanted to ask how many Anthropologie dresses you think both of you own in your closet?
Oh, boy.
Roxy, how many do you think you have?
Oh, my goodness. I think I probably have maybe like 10 or 12 summer and then 10 or 12 like fall, winter. But I want to hit on something else you said really quick because that's a really good point because in my work life for the most part, even though I'm wearing a lot more Anthropologie than I used to, like I mostly wear Theory and Helmut Lang and Rag & Bone. Like those are the brands that I reach for.
Yeah,
me too. I absolutely love his designs, and, you know, the house has really come back in a big way in these last 10 years. So I know that when I started the Anthro blog, you know, even though my friends knew that I was really into the brand, a few of them were looking at me like, really? That's the kind of clothing that you want to wear? But it is. Like, Kim, I think, really nailed it. You know, it's when I want that counterpoint to the more structured stuff that I have to wear in an office job, which I was at the time when I started the blog, you know, now I can wear whatever the heck I want. So
right.
I get to do a lot more of that feminine, flowy stuff.
So that you, wow, you must be a very dynamic dresser. That's great. That's great. And I do think that Helmut is amazing. You're right about the comeback. The fall 2011 collection is fantastic. The dresses especially.
We just spied a Helmut Lang bag, and where were we?
Oh gosh,
we were in a store.
We were in the tannery. But
we were in the tannery.
Right,
it was
selling
amazing.
It at
it's fantastic.
Yeah,
Sarah's
the lookbook here is just incredible. I agreed.
Yeah. And then, Kim, how many Anthro dresses do you think you own?
Dresses, I would say probably similar to Roxy. I probably have like 15 for, you know, spring, summer, 15 for fall, winter, give or take. Oh. I mean,
Yeah.
Dresses alone, then, I mean, you don't want to get into shirts, sweaters, skirts. I don't. It's taken over my closet.
So then I have one last question. Kay.
Huh?
How many anthropology dresses do you think you own?
Maybe like 40.
Wow. Yeah.
No, it's nice round number.
It's mostly dresses. You've got to understand that it's not, there's not a lot of tops. There's not a lot of skirts.
Right. It's the dresses that you're into.
Yeah, because
those are good questions, Sarah.
At my day job,
that.
I'm wearing jeans
myself.
And a t-shirt. I need to wear a dress when I'm not there.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And look what you're wearing is amazing.
Yes,
and
we should
pride,
talk about that.
You should mention that. The pride you take in it, it's pretty great,
too. Well, give all that money to Anthro, you might as well take care of that, right?
Now you need 40 pairs of Kate Spade shoes to go with.
Oh, God, the shoes thing is just crazy. That's a whole other ballgame. I want to ask listeners to call in and ask Kate and Roxy a question at 661-467-2416. You can call in at any time. You'll speak to the phone screener, Rachel, and we'll get you keyed up here.
Yeah, do call in.
Anyway, I want to ask Kim a question about the Beholden preview that she went to.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I understand that you're getting married. Congratulations.
I am.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was very good timing. So I went in February they had like a preview for some bloggers, and I was lucky enough to get to go, and it was amazing. I mean, it's everything you would expect from, you know, a wedding line that Anthropologie or Urban Outfitters as a whole is going to produce. I mean, it's, you know, if you think Anthropologie is pretty, it was just like sensory overload. I mean, it's, you know, it was just amazing. And what was really neat was that they held it in by the Urban Outfitters headquarters in Philadelphia. There's actually like a bed and breakfast, and it's where they actually house like employees who are either transferring or new and they're relocating to Philadelphia. So they held the preview party in this bed and breakfast, and it was just amazing because they had the models walk through with the gowns, and we got to see the gowns. And then they upstairs, they had like all the bedrooms decorated like dressing rooms, and they had like different, you know, dresses and accessories, and we got to like, you know, look at everything, try whatever we wanted on. And I mean, that's like a dream come true for someone who's engaged and getting married, you know.
Wow.
And I'm really excited. They just opened their first store and in Texas, and they're going to be opening one in Chicago, so I'm really excited.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think you've picked out one?
I haven't found the dress yet, but I mean, right now they're, for me at least, they're online only. You know, I'm not really that close to Texas, so I'm kind of waiting. We're in like no rush as far as the wedding goes. We're just kind of laid back and taking it as it comes. So, you know, I'm excited because the store in Chicago should be opening like after the first of 2012, and I'll be able to go and like try things on, and you know, so I'm excited.
Well, that's great. Yeah, don't do it too fast, because it's like you gotta enjoy this whole process.
Exactly.
I know my wedding and all my engagement went by too fast. Crazy fast.
Yeah, so. Everyone says.
Yeah, so take the time to enjoy that nice engagement time.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to worry about anything and pick up.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Urban Outfitters, which I often frequent. And occasionally we'll pick up some clothing there. I feel like I have to as a dude here being on the show, I do like Anthropologie a lot, but you know, not so much the clothing for me, but I do appreciate, you know, the dresses and whatnot. I would like there to be something more for guys. Like I feel like
at Anthro?
I don't know if Anthropologie or Urban Outfitters. I always feel like there's just not quite that same.
You want a guy version of Anthro, maybe
not
like
that same style.
My fiance says that all the time.
Same. Yeah, interesting.
It seems like he always complains that the men's section at Urban seems to be shrinking and like being overtaken by the women's, and he's already like, you already have Anthropologie. I wish there was like a man's version because it's just such a cool store.
Seriously, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Urban.
So I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I get a shirt every once in a while, and I love it, but I can't get a lot of stuff there. But that's just me. I don't know. I just thinking about that.
Sorry, Derek.
It's okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'll keep stopping.
Yeah, I don't know if this is an option for you, but here in New York City, at least, there are a lot of male store associates at the Anthropologies, and I know that several of them buy their jeans there and do buy some of the tops as well.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, if you're of the size where you could fit into, like, the women's waisted jeans, for instance, I mean, I mean, at least the trend is going towards high rise, but
wait, what was
the guys
that?
Like, they like jeans. Oh, I was just saying that the trend here until very recently has been towards, you know, lower rise jeans. So I definitely have seen guys in like women's AD jeans and women's J brands from Anthro. And there was this one store associate who was helping me one time with a shirt, and he pulled up the sweater and he was wearing the same shirt that I was looking at, and that was just hilarious.
Derek, next time I go to Anthro, you're coming with me. You're trying out jeans.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yay!
Great. I don't know. What do you think? How do you
You're
think
speechless.
It looks? I mean, I might consider it, but I would have to try it on in a closed room. But what do you?
You gonna try it on out and with all the
well,
mirrors
I don't know
and
if
all
gonna
people?
Be prancing around by the
prancing
store.
Around.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
I love that they're gonna have to write your name on the outside of the door. There's gonna be.
What's your name? Derek. Yeah.
Oh, my name is Ophelia.
Actually,
and then there's Juliet. And then there's Derek.
Derek.
That's a good point. How does it work? If a guy wants to try something on?
Just give him your name and say it's Daniel. And then that'll shock him when you come out,
yeah.
too.
That's the part that makes me a little uncomfortable
just say
now.
Your name
I was ready
is
to,
Bo
I was,
Derek.
I was, that's a good one. I was ready to do this, but now I don't know if I could go into a room like that.
Well, that sounds like a personal issue.
All right, we'll see.
But you're invited to
we'll
my
see.
Next anthropology
right,
trip, which
right.
is probably a long time from now.
Safety in numbers. Let's do it.
Safety in numbers. Roxy, I'd like to talk to you about your playing the sale guessing game post, which is exceedingly popular. How did that start?
That one just was born from my crazy old brain. Me and my friends, I don't mind buying things at full price, certainly, and I'm pretty lucky in that I usually have the budget to do it, but, you know, why buy at full price if you can buy something on sale? And I guess where it started was that I just started seeing that there was really a pattern to the way Anthropology did their markdowns. I mean, first of all, they're almost always on Tuesdays, which is very handy if you're a regular shopper there. but then second of all, I noticed that timing-wise, you know, it was usually somewhere in the period of 60 to 90 days after an item came out. I started doing some little tricks on their website that I would not reveal because I don't want them to take them away from me so that I could see some of the markdowns before they happened. So we just started up that Monday night post, and it's great. I mean, I love playing the game with the ladies. Now, you know, I try not to make plans on Monday night so I can hang out with everybody, as silly as that sounds, because it's just great to sit there and try to guess, all right, what are we going to buy tomorrow, you know?
I'm telling you guys, it's exceedingly and abnormally very exciting. If you are waiting for things to go on sale, you tune into this post and it becomes your entire evening. And I think that the sales start at like 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I
yeah.
have up at 3 a.m. and gone to my wish list and been either disappointed or been very excited.
Don't think I don't have Missoni for Target marked in my calendar. September 15th.
Oh, do
wow.
you really?
Oh, yeah.
See, it's a sickness.
Yeah.
It's like a total sickness,
yeah.
but it's very exciting. You get a thrill out of it. The sale guessing game post is like, you
oh.
just keep hitting refresh all the time.
Oh,
it's like crack. It really is. It really is. And I should add that the whole 3 a.m. thing, that I did not know about originally. Like, community members are so incredibly helpful because they'll email me and they'll give me tips on how to find new sale items, or they'll say, you know, hey, did you know that markdown started at 3 a.m.? So even though it's torturous to get up at that hour, it's so worth it because having that sale post up is just, it's like such a rush. You know, it totally carries me through the next day at work.
Do you really do the 3 a.m. posting? Like, and get up and watch?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you guys.
That's dedication.
That's a lot going on. And I did get up last week. I was waiting for the verdant slip dress. Everyone knows. All the community knows about that. I'm waiting for it forever. No sale.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Everyone thought it was going to go on sale or something?
Well, you know, there's some, everyone hopes. Let's put it that way. Everyone hopes. But, you know, hopes were dashed again. Very sad time.
Hey, I'm sorry to beat a dead horse, ladies.
No,
but
go ahead.
Kay and I were in Anthropology.
I like dead horses.
When we were in Anthropology, we noticed that they had a Missoni display. And they had
oh, yes, I noticed that.
they had a couple of different Missoni scarves out. Do either of you know if Missoni is doing something for Anthropology?
I do not know. Well, I noticed that in the store the other day. I don't know. Maybe Roxy knows.
I was just going to say that they've made some staffing changes at their home office over the last 6 months, and that was really as a result of customers not responding to the last couple of collections. And I don't want to act like I have any insider information. This is just what friends of mine who work there have told me, so this is not like official Anthropology news or anything like that. But they hired someone who had formerly worked at Barney's, and then the woman who started the Leaf Daughter collection, they brought her back into the fold with Anthropology, and they married that line back in. And I think that one of the things that we're really going to see is they've always, you know, they've had a mix of in-house labels and kind of well-known labels like Corey Lynn Coulter or Nanette Lepore you'll occasionally see at the store.
Yes.
And I think you're going to see more of that, and you're going to see varying labels because Anthropology is kind of experimenting right now and taking a lot more risks than they usually do. So I think you'll continue to see that.
I love that. I love that. And I love Leaf's Daughter. I love that. What was it? That gray and white dress they put out, that summer dress?
I don't know.
It was white
that's
with
Leaf's
some
Daughter.
Whimsical drawing on it. I know Anthropology carried a short and long version of it this past summer. It was beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Mm. Oh, I don't know. Leaf's Daughter pieces are amazing.
Yeah,
I don't own one, but I've tried some
it's
on, and
beautiful.
They're just great quality clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just really beautiful items. Again, you can call our speak with our guests at 661-467-2416. Ask them anything you've always wanted to know.
Yeah, do call in. I mean, this is a great opportunity to talk to people that everyone's been reading their blogs, and it's a great chance to talk to them and ask questions.
So I also want to ask, do you believe that Anthropology is influenced by the large online community? Do you think that they read the blogs? I'm going to first ask him and then Roxy respond.
Do they read the blogs? Yes. I mean, I know Roxy and I both have, you know, contact at the home office. So, yes, they're very much aware and reading our blogs. Absolutely.
That's cool.
I'm sure that, you know, I don't know what kind of influence exactly, but I'm sure that they're listening to what our community is saying and definitely taking note. I mean, I'm sure that's part of the reason they're reading it, you know what I mean, to see, like, what their customers want, what their customers like, what they don't like. I'm absolutely sure they take that all in, absolutely.
What about you, Rog? What do you think, Roxy?
Yeah, same thing as Kim. I mean, I have analytics installed on my blog, so I know that they're reading, but I mean, usually when they're contacting me, it's either to A, invite me to an event, or B, to ask me to take a post down. So it just kind of depends on what the day is. And the reason why is because, I mean, Kim and I both, you know, we definitely get tips from the home office, and I try to be prudent about which one I put up and which ones I don't. There are definitely a lot of tips that I get that I don't put up because I don't feel like there's a way for me to verify them. But it's
right.
The worst when I get back from my lunch break at work and I'm like, all right, let me just check my email real quick. And there it is, an email from Anthropology.
Oh.
Can you please take this post out? This information is incorrect.
Oh, no.
And what would something like that, so what's the sort of example of that that would have to be taken down or...
Can we
Well, let me think.
I remember about something about the scavenger hunt that was very disruptive.
Oh, that everyone had to call. I read that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
So funny.
Call customer service and everyone kept calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really strange. But then also recently I got this scoop on where the Beholden stores were going to open up actually before they opened up. And, you know, I just ran with it because I was like, okay, you know, this is a great tip. I definitely want to put that out there. And when I did, you know, I got an email from Anthropology saying, you know, take it down. That's not correct. And then it turns out that I was right after all that. Well, the tip that I got was right. So
they didn't want you to spill the beans. They didn't let the cat out of the bag.
Sort of speak.
But it was already out there.
Well, no, I think at that time it really wasn't, and I do feel bad. You know, I never want to put the brand in a bad spot, but what happened is I think they were still negotiating the lease in Houston at that point, so they were like, we don't want this out there because we don't want, you know, to have to pay more because Houston is the place where we want to go. But that's kind of speculation on my part. I don't really know, so.
That's crazy. I mean,
yeah, it
is
crazy.
I can't imagine being contacted by a company and having, you know, saying, take your blog post
down. Yeah, I know.
Down.
Jeez. Silly radio show.
That would scare me and at the same time make me feel a little bit empowered.
Yeah, definitely. Without doubt.
Have the
I just want to say that. I just want to say also though that the brand for the most part has been absolutely amazing. Like they reached out to me, and I know to Kim and a few of the other bloggers, like Tara of Little Girl Big Closet, to do store events. And, you know, generally I've worked with a lot of brands through my freelance graphic design company, Secret Identity. And I can tell you that a lot of brands, they don't want to talk to bloggers, and they really don't want to have anything to do with them, which is, in my opinion, a really stupid position, because these are people who, you know, without compensation are out there saying great things about your brand for the most part. So the fact that Anthropologie does work closely with us, it really means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, I would echo that. You know, when I first started, it's not even, I mean, I wasn't approaching them. My blog was nowhere near big enough that I, you know, thought anybody important was reading. But I will say, you know, like throughout the past year, I second what Roxy said. They have been, they've been awesome. I mean, they, you know, like she mentioned, they've hosted these store events for us and, like, you know, just kind of given us, like shopping experiences. You know, I was able to have a party at one of them. And Roxy's done something very similar where our readers get to come. And it's, you know, it's cool for them, too. And I just, they've been opening up more and more with, you know, social media and embracing it. And I just think that's awesome because it helps our blogs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool of a company to be reaching out and, you know, instead of trying to ignore the fact that people are blogging about, you know, their store and doing whatever. I think it's really important that they reach out to their customers who are so impassioned about, you know, the brand and things like that. So I want to ask a question actually about the smaller clothing companies and jewelry companies or shoe companies that are also reaching out to you and in sponsoring giveaways on your blogs. How did that start with you guys? I'm going to open up to Roxy first.
I actually, for the most part, I'm really selective about things like that. I've been contacted by companies, and probably about 80% of the time I say no, because I think that it's really important when you're doing a blog, unless you want it to be a corporate blog, you know, I think that I really only want to do giveaways with brands that I either wear or really like. Because there are some brands that I can't wear because I'm either sized out or, you know, they're for petites or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I really try to work more with, like, independent artists and really small under-the-radar artists and things of that nature. I just, you know, as far as sponsoring the blog, if they want to put an ad on the side, that's great. You know, I'm all down for that. Like, I have ads right now from several companies on the side of my blog. But as far as giveaway goes, I just, you know, I hate the idea of someone having to go to your website and pick out an item that they like and then come back to my blog and put a comment out about a dress that they like. And then if the quality isn't there, well, you know, the winner, they got this free dress that lasted 2 washes, and then they're like, well, the quality sucks. Not only are they mad at that brand now they're mad at me, too, because they want it from my blog.
Understandable. Mm. Understandable. And what about you, Kim?
I have a little bit different of, well, not a difference of opinion, but I do, you know, giveaways, and I have sponsors as well. And I also echo, though, what Roxy said. I tend to try to work with, like, the smaller boutique owners. Rouche is one of my sponsors, and I absolutely love Rouche, and they're very much like, you know, their vibe is very Anthro-like, and I try to only work with companies or stores like that I would personally wear. And I actually won't do a giveaway unless I've had a chance to review one of the source products. So I'm not going to give, like, a dress from a boutique away unless I've actually gotten something from the boutique and worn it, because of exactly what she said. Like, I'm not just going to give any random thing away. Like, I want to actually support that boutique, or, you know, I work with Etsy designers as well. So I second what she says there. As far as the giveaways, I really like them. Like I said, I won't just give anything away, but I like them, and I think, you know, it helps promote, like, small independent boutique owners, and then I've gotten good feedback from readers as well. So.
Awesome. Well, we're getting into our last few minutes with Roxy and Kim, so if you want to call in, call us at 661-467-2416. Ask them a question if you so desire.
Yeah, please do call in.
So I was just curious about what you ladies thought about. There are so many fashion blogs out there now, and a lot of them are Anthropologie-centric, including mine. And I want to ask you ladies, how do you think that fashion blogging has changed the way that women shop? I'll throw that out to you first, Roxy.
Well, I think it's helpful, especially, you know, Anthropologie is expanding across the U.S., but for a while they were only in, you know, let's say 60 cities and then some towns around there. So if you weren't near an Anthropologie store but you really liked it, you kind of had to guess on what your size was or something of that nature. And the same goes for any brand. You know, there are stores, like I'm lucky enough to live in New York City now, which is, you know, lucky for me but really bad for my wallet, right? But if I lived in another city, I'd still like the same brand, so I'd want to get as many reviews and see how women style these items and, you know, just addition to the fashion magazines, because fashion magazines are awesome and they're wonderful eye candy, and I have pictures from them all over my inspiration board, but they're not realistic a lot of the time. And, you know, there are blogs that reach for that same level, and it's great to see them, and it's beautiful to see how they do color combinations or shapes together, but what I really like about our community is that I feel like you're looking at real women who, you know, have day jobs, whether that's stay-at-home mom or an office job or they own their own company, whatever it is. When you're looking at these women, you're like, wow, that's an outfit that I can actually recreate myself and it will make sense in my life.
I agree, too. I agree with all of what you just said. I mean, sometimes you really have to know how something fits. You can't get to a store, and it's really influential about what piece of clothing you're going to do next. What about you, Kim? How do you think it's changed?
I agree with everything Roxy said. And, you know, I get comments all the time about how much, you know, fitting room reviews help, because there are still a lot of girls who are an hour or two away from a store. There are still, believe it or not, girls who don't have a store anywhere near them, you know. And exactly what Roxy said, we're women of, like, all shapes and sizes. We're women from all different walks of life. And it really helps. It helps me. It helps me to read other blogs and see how, you know, another woman styled maybe the same dress I have. It gives you fresh ideas. It gives girls who maybe are not, who are, you know, I don't know, maybe just getting into fashion and don't really know how to maybe style that Anthropologie top. And they can click around these blogs and see all these different ideas. You know, that's a huge reason I do reader outfits, is because it gives a chance, like, for readers in the community to be able to showcase what they're wearing if they don't have a blog. You know what I mean? And that's mm-hmm. another way.
I love the reader outfits. I love them.
I
so
love
much.
You.
Like my favorite day of the
Thank
week.
Thank you.
When you put that up.
Thank you.
Oh yeah!
I did. I put it up this morning. Yeah,
I was so excited. Anyway, we have we have a caller on the line. Tamara has a question. Let me put her on. Tamara, go ahead.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
you're
it's actually
here.
Pamela.
It's Pamela.
Oh,
I'm
Pamela,
sorry.
Yeah.
All right, Pamela.
Go ahead. Hi. Next question.
I just have a question for Kim and Roxy. I'm an avid follower of both of their blogs. I'm actually a blogger myself over at Ginger Girl in Milwaukee.
Hey.
I'm an avid fan, like I said. And I'm just wondering, how are they able to both balance blogging on such a regular basis with awesome, informative posts, yet also maintaining full-time jobs as well? And I mean, that's something that I struggle with. So I'm just wondering how these two ladies are able to do that.
Do I have to tell the truth? Please. I don't know if that's for Kim, but for me the answer is that I really don't sleep very much at all. In college, it's really funny because my friends used to make fun of me because I used to sleep about 20 hours a day in college, but I don't know whether becoming an adult suddenly changed me or what, but on the average night, I really only sleep about 3 to 4 hours a night, and so for me, it's that rest of the time. I'm not an insomniac. That's just all my body needs. So it's that rest of the time that I have that nobody else really has. That's when I'm catching up on the blog.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot going on.
That's intense. That's impressive.
It is. Well, I'm a New Yorker. What can I say?
Yeah, I would say it's honestly, I don't think people who don't blog don't really realize what a commitment it is if you're going to be posting every day like the two of us do. It's like a full-time job. It's great that it's one that I love, so I just dedicate myself to it. But I work a regular, you know, like 8-to-5 job, and then I come home and I work my other job, which is my blog, you know. And I mean, I try to pre-plan as much as I can. So, you know, I'll try to, like, my outfits. Sometimes if I have the ideas in my head, like, I try to pre-plan what I'm going to wear for the week. And then, honestly, if I can take, like, one or two, you know, days or evenings to go, like, take all my outfit photos so that at least I don't have to come home every night from work and snap a picture, because sometimes I'm just tired and I don't have time in the morning. But I'll try to do that. You know, I just try to pre-plan. I don't ever pre-plan what I write, really, but I at least try to, like, pre-plan that aspect of it. But, yeah, I go to work every day, and then I come home, and it's my other job, you know. It's a lot of work, but it's really fun, so I don't mind it.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, Pamela, thanks for calling in with your question.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye, Pamela.
Great.
Bye.
So motivated.
Bye, Pamela. Thanks for calling in. All right, next we're going to go to Adeline, and she's got a question about what they choose when they shop. Adeline, welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Roxy. Hi, Kim. Hi, Derek. Hi, Kay. It's actually Adeline.
Adeline, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no worries, no worries. I always get the Adeline. But I've been reading both of your blogs for probably over a year and a half, and they're amazing, and I really appreciate both of what you guys do. I'm kind of a silent reader. I've only just started commenting, I think, the past couple of weeks, so you may not actually know me, but I love your blog.
That's who you are.
And actually, sorry, could you say that again?
I just said I know who you are. I recognize your name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. But I just wanted to ask because I've noticed with my personal shopping habits that sometimes it's sort of difficult to strike a balance between shopping for things that I love and then just sort of getting sucked in and buying a whole bunch of stuff, and then also like shopping for my own closet, and I have a huge closet. So I was just wondering what the two of you do to sort of, you know, decide on which items that you know will do really well in your closet, and then making sure that you also make good use of what you already have.
I will say, do you want to go, Roxy? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I've answered all the questions first, so please go.
Oh, okay. I would say that I try to, you know, I went through this phase like last summer where I felt like I was getting sucked into too much. Like I felt like I was seeing things on other blogs and, you know, just going and buying it and not like putting thought into it or getting sucked into all the awesome sales that Anthro has. And that was a big reason I did that. I don't know if you were reading my blog when I did this, but I did that shopping ban thing, and then
remember,
I did like
which I failed, by the way.
So I did like the whole but then I did the whole point of it was to shop your closet, you know, because I have so many clothes, and that really helped me. And I've gotten back to I was always the type of shopper, and I've gotten back to this where you know, I'm trying to like budget what I buy, and whatever I'm going to like buy, whether it's full price or on sale, I want to make sure that it's going to get a lot of wear from me, and it's going to be something that I can wear several different ways. And, you know, so let me put it to you this way. It's either I fall in love with something, like the mom post dress I fell in love with. I knew I had occasions to wear it too. I couldn't stop thinking about it. That is something I'll invest in. It's something I know I'll get use out of. You know, and then there's other things where I try to, like, go to the store, and I may try something on that I absolutely love, but I'll actually put it down and go home. And if I can, like, go home and think about all the different ways I'm going to wear it, I have this rule where I try to wear it, like, come up with three different outfits that I can wear it with, and if I can't, forget it. And you know what? Sometimes I find that when I go home and think about it, I forget about it. And you know what I mean? So it's just trying to be more disciplined rather than, like, spur of the moment.
That's a really good
advice, actually. Yeah.
And, you know, can we talk about your shopping ban? I failed, and a reader busted me at Anthro. Very embarrassing.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me that.
So embarrassing. I was in the checkout line, and she turns to – I hit my arm full of clothes, like just ready to just, like, spend, like, hundreds of dollars. And she turns to me. She goes, wait, you look really familiar. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
She's like, you're bald.
Wow. Yeah.
That almost happened to me during my shopping ban, but I was it was in May, and I was actually at Anthropologie buying my mother a present, and one of the sales associates was like, Kim, I'm so disappointed in you. What about your shopping ban? And I'm like, it's really, I swear to God, it's for my mom. Like, it's a gift.
Jeez.
I love it. Yeah, I didn't hold out very long. Adeline, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Thanks again. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to go to Lorraine, and she's got a question, which I did not ask on purpose. What is your favorite Anthropologie piece ever? Lorraine.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Roxy and Kim.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I've been following you both for a while. Love both of your blogs. They're awesome. I was just wondering, what is your all-time favorite Anthro piece ever?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm in my closet right now looking.
Mine's going to be those low-rise jeans.
I'm excited to see you try those on,
Let's
Derek.
Let's do it up. Seriously.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'll do it.
Friday.
Don't think I won't. Let's do it.
Friday. You really should, because they make a guy's butt look amazing, I have to say. A pair of girls' jeans, they do wonders for men's asses.
All right.
Well, there you go. You get a little ass on
All right.
there. Yeah,
I have no
like
problem
that.
Trying. No problem trying.
We'll make you making your butt. You're making the can look good.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Favorite piece ever?
Did you find one, Roxy?
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. I mean, my favorite item ever, I actually don't know the name of, because it's before I was really into the brand, like when I was in college, and it took me 4 months to save up for one Anthropologie item. There was this dress there in 2003 that I just wanted forever. And it's white with a little bit of pink in it, and I don't think I could ever describe it. I'll have to post a photo of it. But more recently, there are two Anna Sweet items that I just absolutely love. She's one of my favorite designers, and the fact that Anthropologie carries her, just it makes me die of happiness. So there's this one blouse called the Upon the Shore blouse, which was really unpopular, and it was great because I ended up grabbing it, you know, after sale cut, after sale cut, after sale cut. I ended up getting it for like $80 when it was originally $300.
Wow.
Recently I actually put out an APB on my blog because I was looking for a dress called the Rising Battenberg dress, and sure enough, the amazing community came through for me, and I got the dress, and it came about 3 weeks ago, and I love it. And it kind of sucked because I bought it on eBay for $150, which is a good price for it, but the seller had left a tag attached, and she had bought it for $30, so that made me kind of sad.
Why would they do that? They they're showing it
just to torture me, just so I would know that I had to pay extra to get it.
Oh, leaving the tag on, that is like twist of the knife, isn't it?
Like
that's the worst.
It was the worst.
I love when the tag has all like red slashes in it. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually kept a couple tags that had multiple red slashes on it.
Yeah.
Like I was so excited. I was like, look, I got this for $10 and it used to be like $200. Anyway, Kim, did you decide on one yet?
Yeah. I have a couple. One of them is it's a sweater coat from 2007. It's called the Daphne sweater coat, and it's this really pretty like dusty pink sweater coat, and it has like this big shawl collar and 3/4 sleeves with a ruffle, and then the hem has a ruffle, and it kind of has like buttons off to one side. And there's kind of a story behind that, but it's one of those like pieces that was $300 full price, and I actually I went and bought it for $300, and then I felt like such remorse that I spent $300 on a sweater, and it was probably like not the best time to be buying a $300 sweater. So I actually took it back and, you know, missed it and was like, I'm never gonna find this. And then it went on sale for half the price, and I actually it's one of those pieces that like I had to stock, you know, and I ended up finding like the last one in the country, and it happened to be in my state. So I like drove 45 minutes to get it, and I got it, and I love it, you know, regardless. And then I would say the other one would be my Karen Day dress, and that's because that was a dress that completely eluded me. I lost out on it. I was searching for it for over a year, you know, like putting out an APB on my blog, looking on eBay, and either they were never my size or they were like, you know, price gougers were asking for so much money for them. And then I did a event at Anthropologie, and the store manager gifted me hers. So that's really special to me.
That's so awesome. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Like, it's Anthro dream come true.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I love my Salty Seas dress. I don't know why. It's got lobster.
Oh, that's a great one.
Because it has fun lobsters.
How can you miss? I don't know, maybe. It's got ginormous lobsters on it. It's pretty awesome. It's really amazing. Anyway, Lorraine, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks, sure. Lorraine. And Roxy and Kim, you do such a great job. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you
so much.
Okay.
And ladies, I want to ask one last thing before we go. There's been a lot of concern in the community about reselling things at a much higher price. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that it's going to get better or worse as time goes on? Roxy?
Worse. I mean, no doubt about it. I followed what's happened with J.Crew over the last few years, and I hate to be such a pessimist about it, but, there are people who, in the New York stores, I see this happen, they'll go in and they'll buy the entire size run. So they'll buy, size 2s, 3 size 4s, whatever, and they'll say, it's for a bridal shower or something. And, if you're buying a top, it's not for a bridal shower. Come on.
Right.
And then they'll list it on eBay, and, I feel bad because I don't want to be a hypocrite because I do buy things on eBay, but, I try never to buy anything above retail price because at that point you're just feeding, somebody else into, okay, well, let me go buy more. But it's hard because I know there are also people who make their living on eBay and, they go and they buy stuff on the sale rack that it seems like nobody else wants. And then I think in their minds they're providing a service because they're, they're putting it a little bit higher than that on eBay. But, if it's at like first cut price, I don't think that's such a huge deal for them to make a little bit of profit that way, but it's definitely a really big problem, and I don't see it going away, unfortunately.
What about you, Kim?
Yeah, I would agree that as far as eBay goes, I think it's unfortunately going to get worse, especially as I remember before I even started my blog, the prices for Antra on eBay were ridiculously cheap, and I could go on there and find treasures for like a steal. And now, forget it. I barely ever even look because everything is like through the roof. Now, there's a difference between, like Roxy said, someone going in and buying like a whole size run and, putting it way above retail. And then there may be the occasional girl who buys a dress, doesn't realize that there's really no time limit to taking something back at Anthropologie, and she paid full price, and all she's trying to do is like recoup the costs plus the eBay fee. So it might be like a little bit above retail, but that's just because she's trying to make her money back. Now, that's why I think like Roxy has the trade market, which is awesome, because it's community members selling and buying amongst each other. And then my sister-in-law is honestly, she writes a blog called Anthropologie Treasure Box, and she finds that's my sister-in-law, that's my brother's wife. She's just like an awesome bargain hunter, and she lives in LA, and she happens to find like loads of Anthropologie stuff. She finds the coolest stuff, and honestly, I don't know how that girl even makes, I doubt that she even makes a profit, because what she sells it for is like ridiculous. She finds like some awesome old vintage Anthropologie dress from like 2002, and she sells it for like $25, so that I think is amazing, and we need more people like her, and
I love Anthropologie.
That's why I'm
Box.
Yeah, I'm thankful for her, and I'm thankful for, a resource like the Treasure Box, too, she is the Treasure Box for the trade market for the same reason.
Well, we'll direct people towards the Anthropologie Treasure Box instead of eBay.
Thank you. She would appreciate that.
We'll take one last call. This is Sarah. I suspect this may be Sarah of You, Me, and Anthropologie at blogspot.com.
Yep.
Is that who this is, Sarah?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, welcome.
Oh, yay! Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. I just came up with a random question just because I wanted to really call in. but I was just wondering what three things you both thought every woman should have in her closet.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, it is.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go. I would say a dress that makes you feel absolutely fabulous when you put it on. I would say a fantastic pair of shoes. And I personally, I'm a big coat whore, so I would say at least one, like, fabulous coat. Those would be my three things.
Nice. Roxy?
I totally want to cheat on this answer, too, and I want to say a credit card with an unlimited amount. but in reality, I would say, probably just about the same thing that Kim said. Definitely for me, it's a black dress. It's a black dress that I know I can wear to work or an event or a date, and it's going to look amazing. An amazing pair of pumps, or if you don't wear pumps, then an amazing pair of shoes that just every time you put them on, you feel 20 pounds lighter and like your smile lights up the scene and all of that stuff. And then I think the last thing is, for me, I love accessories so much. So whether it's a hat that you always wear or a necklace that just is amazing, whatever it needs to be, that's what I go for.
All right.
Well, I'm missing that hat. What about you, Sarah? Do you have? Oh, Sarah's got fabulous hats.
Sarah does
don't
have a
you?
Great.
Yeah, I've got a hat.
Wrong Sarah.
I've got an anthropology hat, actually.
Oh, that's
that
right.
I really love. Yeah.
You were just showing it to
me
a couple weeks ago.
I paid full price for it. I was like, oh, my God, I got to have it.
Sometimes you just have to.
Yeah. Yep.
The mom post dress I paid full price for, and also the flower stand dress I paid full price for, which might have been a mistake, but I love it anyway. I love it.
Hearkening back to something Roxy said earlier about you know, paying full price. You know, I'm a bargain hunter too, but I really believe in paying full price for a couple of things like
that.
You just
that
know
you just have to have.
When it's so right.
Yeah, like, you just have to
have
it. Gotta
get it.
Absolutely. You know,
Well,
just cry once, but you've got it for years if it's really well made or something like the Moncler jacket.
Oh yeah,
that
it's so nice.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
so
no,
nice.
That's something I was like,
it looks
oh
so
my
good.
God.
And
but,
I just,
you know, it's going on 3 years and it still looks phenomenal.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I just wanted to mention before I let Sarah go off the line that she's also the author of another fabulous anthroblog, You Mean Anthropology. So
thank you.
Make sure to become a follower of that blog. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Thanks, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Bye.
All right, you guys. It's been great having you on. You want to ask one more thing, Derek?
There's one more thing, because I've been looking at these blogs, and I've been just trying to get some information.
Trying to understand what's going on.
A male perspective, you know. And one thing I came across, like looking at other people's links, and then things came to YouTube, and there's this big thing which I didn't know existed. Is these, I think they call them, is it haul videos?
Huh?
Of their shopping trips.
What?
I didn't know this existed, and I watched a few. I ended up watching like 15 minutes of them, and I couldn't believe that people actually
you
do this.
You watch 15 minutes of haul videos?
I watched 15 of them, and then I watch other people's haul videos, and I'm like,
slow work day.
These are people. No, this was just the other day. Prepping for the show. I do some prep work. I couldn't believe that these people are showing their things that they bought from a store as if they're showing it to a friend, and I'm watching it. And then I watch it again, and then I'm watching what they bought the next day.
And then you're watching My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what's happening.
Bronies.
But I couldn't believe that.
We had the Bronies on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, those guys are amazing.
That's so awesome.
Quite a breed of pony.
Show ever, let me tell you that.
These haul videos, what about it?
I don't see them on the anthro blogs very much.
I've never done a haul blog. I've never done a haul video. Mm-mm.
I think that's a little bit
it's
crazy.
So, I think it's a little odd to me, but I ended up watching many, and just that was my night.
How come you didn't tell me that?
This is like last night or something.
Really? That's amazing.
I thought I'd bring it up on the show. Anyways, I thought it was interesting, and it was interesting to see what they bought in anthropology.
Is that where you
I think it's just another level, right? Like
that's
it's taking
another
it off to another level.
Yeah.
Is that where you get the sound clip from?
Well, it was looking at some of those some of those videos.
Yeah,
well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you two very much for calling in, and hope that hope that you'll join us for a future show, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for having us, and thank you for giving Roxy and I an opportunity to, like, actually hear each other's voices, because I feel like I know her, so it's so nice to put a voice behind her face.
Yeah, absolutely. Aww. Yeah, I feel the same way about both of you. Your voices.
That's really cool.
Now I can put a voice with the text. Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Eric, as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Should we take a quick break before we go back into the fun time?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat.
So why not open up somewhere American to sit down, enjoy a meal, and get your feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. The sass is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back. And if you want to contact the Derek and Kay Show, you can do it so many ways. Email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/dkradio. Tweet us on Twitter at our handle, dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. And call us when we're live on Sunday at 7 at 661-467-2416 from your cellular phone.
Yeah, your cellular. Thank you so much for calling in that segment. That was pretty cool to hear from everyone.
We enjoyed our last segment interview with Roxy and Kim from their anthropology-centric blogs. And thank you all for calling and asking questions.
Very cool.
We love interactive shows.
Interactive shows.
Interactive shows are where it's at.
It's coming around.
Anyway, we want to give a few minutes to Miss Sarah here to talk about her latest adventures with her sticker.
Okay. So, hi, everybody. My name is Sarah, and I'm very close to Kate and Derek. And I am young. I'm in my mid-30s, and I have congenital heart disease, very serious congenital heart disease. And I think the biggest point I want to get across is that heart disease can affect anyone irrespective of age, just like cancer. And that heart disease is the number one killer of women. I'm 35 years old, and I had open heart surgery this past July. And I'm 8.5 weeks out of surgery. I had an aortic valve replacement. And I am walking this weekend in the BostonHeartWalk.org to help raise money for research and awareness for heart disease, whether it be women with congenital heart disease or women that have had heart attacks, et cetera. And it's very, very, very important we raise awareness for women with heart disease because people don't realize it is the number one killer of women.
Sarah, I agree. And I just wanted to say that this summer has been a harrowing experience for you. And I really admire how well and how brave you've been this summer. And I you know I would die for you, and
I'm so lucky.
I'm so lucky to have you as a friend, and I'm really relieved that you're okay now.
It's amazing.
It's so amazing to see you.
The
recovery that you've made is just enormous and fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you, dear listeners, Derek and Kay were at the hospital every single day I was in the hospital. And I tell you, I can't say enough about Boston hospitals. And also that I had a woman heart surgeon. Her name is Jennifer Walker. And there are not a lot of female heart surgeons. And she's performed over 1,000 surgeries. And she is phenomenal. There is nothing but great information out there about her. But anyway, I kind of went off on a tangent. Derek and Kay have been amazing, amazing and supportive friends through all of this.
Well, we love you very much. And
I love you guys.
And be back to your normal self.
On a happier. So anyway, if you want to support me, I'm walking with the Heart Throbs next Saturday, September 10th, bostonheartwalk.org. My name is Sarah. I'm not going to say my last name, but I'm walking with the group, the Heart Throbs. And you might be able to find us. Our Heart Throbs, it's through MGH, Mass General Hospital. This has been a great show.
That's been great.
Congratulations to you guys.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Your anniversary.
And I think someone wants to wish us a very happy birthday. I think it's Mark.
Yes.
Mark, hello.
I love Mark.
Hello.
Hello. Am I on?
Yeah!
Happy birthday, Kay and Derek.
Thank you so much.
This is our first caller on our very first show.
Yes, the disaster show.
I'm not your second caller since then, am I?
No, not at all.
That's a good thing.
I would have called earlier, but I was prepping for the show. I was drinking a martini and getting my special dress out of the closet.
Well, that's exactly how you prep for our show with the anthropology and everything. You know,
I know.
Mark, is it anthro dress?
Is it what? It's a, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Great. Are you going to take a picture of it and put it on your blog?
Would it ever fit me, though?
Maybe.
Wait a minute.
We know that.
Mark is a runner's blog, not an anthropology.
Oh, really?
Does he really?
I don't know.
Or are you just kidding?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking.
I just have to
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
it's so good to hear you.
I know. It's good to hear you, too.
What do you got, Derek?
Well, this is something that they dropped off just hours before our show. Look at these beautiful things
from
Mark and Kate.
Those are
a cupcake drop-off.
Oh, cupcake, yummy.
We have cupcakes. We have tons of snacks.
What are we
going
to do with all these, like, treats?
It's beautiful. Look at these.
Oh,
it's
my
amazing.
Gosh. I
What's
can't,
a special day?
We have too many cakes now. What's going to happen?
A box made of recycled materials containing four luscious, delicious chocolate-based cupcake.
And I see an Oreo one.
Are you reading the cupcakes?
I like how Sarah describes the things here.
Oreo is
nice.
I wish you could have been here. We had champagne.
Yes. And
geez, I could be there in about an hour and 50 minutes.
There's two more bottles in the fridge.
The show won't be on then.
You know, when I was outside and the baseball game was over and everyone's coming out, if you would have run out and said, "We have champagne," that would have been all you had to say.
That's what I needed to do. I was getting ready for the show.
Kate could have stayed in the car and kept it running. I could have been there for a couple of hours until you ran out of champagne.
Wow.
Now three bottles later.
Next year.
Yeah. All right. Next time I come up and see you guys, I'll bring some champagne. Sounds great.
Right.
Yeah,
nice.
That'd be great.
Well, drinking on the show become a regular thing.
It's pretty great.
Have a great birthday, and I'll call you many times and definitely on your second birthday also.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Okay. See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I cut him off.
Oh, that was really nice.
That was nice.
It was really nice of him to come by and give us all these cupcakes and
Did
birthday.
Did he really come by here?
He came by like a few hours before the show.
Wow. What
cupcakes.
For?
Well, he gave and he's got presents for Rachel and myself for my birthday a long time ago. But,
oh, your birthday a long time ago? Yeah. Like back in July?
But it was really nice. Well, they were on hold at Alex's house.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you ever get your Christmas presents from back in the day?
I did finally get those. Thank you. Yeah, that was a few months later. Some rum and things like that, which were great.
And some glasses and things
I'm
like
happy that,
that
yeah, Brown tried to make off with those. Of course, she made out with a bottle. So made off with a bottle.
Oh, did
made out.
I made out with a bottle. That's something different.
Sexy.
I would say so. Great eggs. great peeps.
Making out with bottles.
I don't know.
Did she give you the bottles back?
I do have the bottles back.
What are the bottles of?
There's some rum, and then there's a few martini. Ew. It's delicious.
I can't do it. I can't do the
Wait
rum.
Wait a minute. You guys forgot to salute your silent fans that have been here for every single show, the twins.
Oh,
oh,
assistant producer Leo and intern Sam.
That's right.
Derek's cats.
That's right. And I'm surprised they haven't entered the studio. The first few shows, I guess they've learned maybe not to come in.
A couple of weeks ago, Sam tried to jump on top of here but didn't make it. And that was very...
Oh, that's right. He fell.
That was trifling, I'm sure.
Very dramatic.
I'm sorry setting this up and I don't have it.
You never have what
that
we're setting
was trifling,
up.
I'm trying here.
She's trying. She's trying to give you another opportunity.
Trifling.
That's it sounds
another
edited,
great moment.
But it's totally not.
It's not, actually.
Trifling. Death trifling.
That was live. That was actually, there's no editing there at all.
I don't know what we were talking about, but it sounds edited, but it's totally not.
But remember earlier this week, what did we say? When we paused at Border Cafe and we're
banging around.
Oh, yeah.
Banging around.
And that came around a lot of times, actually.
Wait a minute. Banging around.
Banging.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Banging around.
Banging.
That's what you're doing. Banging.
Banging.
Just banging.
Banging around.
Banging. And Rod and I, we talk about this. Oh, Rod's my husband. Oh, you know, we're just going to bang around this weekend. Banging around. We're going to wear our banging around clothing.
Banging around.
Yeah, banging around.
That's freaking high maintenance.
Banging around.
Do you have banging around clothing?
Well, you know, it's like Roxy was talking about.
Designer pajamas?
I do have designer
pajamas.
I
know you do.
I have, yes. But anyway.
I need some designer pajamas.
Yes. I have a lot of that stuff.
I have one pair of Anthropologie pajama bottoms, and I'm like in love with them.
I have some beautiful.
They're like my favorite thing ever.
Notori. Oh, and then that beautiful stuff I bought out in. You were like, who is this designer? The stuff.
Oh.
The kimono type.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I know we might be spending
totally
too much
fabulous.
Time talking about this.
Thanks,
yeah,
Derek.
I don't know about the pajamas.
I got two pairs of pajamas. No, but like what Roxy was saying about having your clothing for the weekend versus during the week.
Yeah, you know, your regular stuff
yeah,
for
banging around.
Banging around.
Banging around.
I love it. We're not even trying to. Yeah, okay.
Wow, that's going to be a lot of edits, and I could put together something great with that.
You don't have a designer pajamas?
I think I have, like, Calvin Klein bottoms. Big deal. What?
Undies?
Undies, too, yeah.
Designer undies?
Yeah.
You have designer bras.
Do not.
You do?
Do
really?
Not.
Vicky's.
It's all Vic?
All Vic.
Really?
All
Vic? If it's not on the outside, I really don't care that much about it.
Huh.
I'm not going to what's that, La Perla? I'm not going there.
Oh, that's expensive.
It's crazy expensive. I walk past there and I see like a bra
with
like 900
outlets.
Bones.
There are La Perla outlets, though.
I think an outlet's a scam.
That Brenna got me stuff for her bachelorette from La Perla.
I know we might be spending too much time talking
Jesus.
About this.
All right.
I don't know.
Is La Perla for
know.
Banging around?
Banging. Banging around.
Banging. Might be for some other banging.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are we nearing the end of our show?
I think we sadly are, and probably a good thing also.
Why? Because we're talking about La Perla. And
I don't know how much further
secret.
I can get on with that.
All right. Shameless plug. BostonHeartWalk.org. The heart throbs.
My blog, anthroflux.blogspot.com.
My name is Sarah.
The stylish. Sarah just stepped on my plug. One more time. Boom. One frickin' more time. My fashion blog, The Stylish Soprano, at anthroflux.blogspot.com.
It sounded like you said anthroflux.fluxspot.com.
I probably did.
Banging around.
I'd like to plug something.
What are you plugging?
The Derek and Kay show.
Plugging this show.
It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. Listen to our show.
That's right.
6,000 downloads?
Over 6,500 downloads.
Over 6,500?
Yeah, that's right.
Crazy.
Katamari of radio shows.
Katamari. That's for the nerds out there.
That's right. It's a great game.
For the Magic the Gathering, the Nintendo playing, the Yu-Gi-Oh collecting.
All that stuff.
All that Pokemon playing.
Pokemon playing.
I forgot about the Pokemon thing I was going to talk about.
What's that about?
I thought you were going to squeeze the horn over there.
He's the horn. What is
horn?
That in reality?
What are you talking about? Oh, that horn. Okay.
Yeah. Squeeze the horn.
Squeeze the horn.
Anyway, thanks for joining us for a year of goofiness.
Oh, my goodness.
And craziness.
I can't believe it's been a year. It's been great.
I hope the second year is just as insane. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my goodness.
Friend us on Facebook.
Yeah, please
follow
do.
Follow our Twitter. One day we'll have our sound all settled because it's really loud today.
It's a year show, and that happens every year. It's just, I don't, it's clipping. I don't know what happened. Was
right.
it that girl that did
all
that?
Right,
I don't even know.
Happy anniversary to Kay and Derek.
Thank you.
Yeah,
show.
Good time.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye. A celebration to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Celebration. Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Celebration. We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time. This is the Derek and Kay Show.